This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out. That's a one-stop shop. Tacticalholsters.com. Now, I've been saying many times, I mean, over the course, since before Christmas and everything else, if you want to see national recognition of your right to carry, I'm trying to put together a little list and everything, and I'm turning it over to bigger minds than mine every time I get an email from one of you. Joining me now are the minds. So, from Arbalest Quarrel, I have Stephen DeAngeli and also Roger Katz. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, so we're trying to put together a way for there to be, which when I say I'm sort of involved in it, not that much, but we're trying to put together national recognition of the right to carry. And how much of a tightrope is this, in your estimation, to do it the right way?
It's going to be a big job, Bill. Actually, I've been in touch with the NRA. I speak with brilliant minds with the ILA, and this is how they see it. There is legislation afoot. Apparently, there was a new bill that was just introduced was today or the other day. There have already been three or four other bills that we talked about a little bit, and those were all drafted by and submitted to committee by Republicans, and this goes back to May.
Right.
May of 2016. Well, nothing has happened at this point, but the NRA feels very positive about some legislation being passed, actually being debated and passed this year. What will it look like eventually? How good will it be? Well, probably not that great. But it will be a giant step forward. It will be setting the issue. We will be framing the issues instead of the anti-gun people. And we could expect probably a number of lawsuits being filed by anti-gun groups. Clearly, they're going to be attacking the constitutionality of such legislation, and this will be argued in the district courts. It will go up to the Circuit Court of Appeals, and we imagine eventually to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that, of course, is where it becomes very important to have an individual, a ninth justice, in the mold of Antonin Scalia, sitting on the bench. And now with Donald Trump soon to be as president-elect, Donald Trump soon to be president, Donald Trump, we should see a friendly party sitting on the U.S. Supreme Court. And don't think that the mainstream media and the anti-gun legislators are very, very concerned about it. The New York Times has written a few articles already. One major editorial saying that the best thing that Trump could do would be to renominate Merrick Garland. Well, that's not going to happen. But it'll be interesting to see, and we're going to do our part at the Arbalest Forum to see that the best sort of a legislation can be up for debate and eventually be enacted.
Now, one thing that I'm looking for, and I would like to get your take on this, when they pass this law, does there need to be some sort of a penalty for states that do not honor this? I mean, so if I cross over into New Jersey or Maryland and they act like it's business as usual, should there be some sort of a federal penalty, and should this be looked at and framed in such a way as a civil rights struggle, if you will?
Well, that's a good question, Bill, and actually a lot of it depends on the way that the legislation is worded. In fact, I think there's at the moment only one bill. I didn't take a look at the most recent one, but looking at the few that have been sitting suspended in a committee for many, many months now, it would appear that individuals still could face arrest in other states, even if legislation is passed. There was only one bill that basically said very categorically that once this thing is enacted, anyone who has a valid concealed carry, handgun carry license in one state, traveling to another state that also has concealed handgun carry licenses, that must be honored, and such a person would not be subject to arrest. So, again, the wording of the legislation is going to be critical.
So, having said that, though, knowing that
individual be arrested? Well, assuming that it's not that clear, let's just say that a police officer arresting someone in Ohio, where I reside, which does have concealed handgun carry licenses, arresting someone from the state of Texas traveling through, they can be challenged, but odds are that so far as the individual does have a valid license and it does hold up, it's not going to go anywhere. So what it really would mean is that the challenge would be akin to harassment, and that would not be condoned. But the bigger issue really is not among those states that presently have a mechanism for the issuance of concealed handgun carry licenses. Between those states, and already, of course, there are many states that recognize reciprocity in other states. But the issue is really those states that do not have concealed handgun carry licenses. Would they be required to recognize a party who is traveling to that state from another that does issue those licenses and does have a valid concealed carry a license? Would they be required to acknowledge that and recognize it and accept it?
And, let me get you to hold right there. Coming up on the break, talking about how to get it right with the guys trying to get it right, turning over every rock as we try to get national recognition of our right to carry a gun, self-defense that shouldn't end at some imaginary line on a map. That would be Stephen and Roger from Arbalest Quarrel. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lock and Load. We'll be right back. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and indestructibility. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Now then, talking about your, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get it to where if you have a permit in Alabama, that you can carry your gun in Los Angeles. And if you have a permit in Minnesota, that you can carry your gun in New York. And that is really the way it's supposed to be. Now, joined again by the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen DeAngeli and Roger Katz. And let me ask you a question. Now, one of the things that seems to be sort of a hang-up is states' rights. But should... My question would be, should states' rights, I mean, should this, if we're looking at this as a civil right, your right to self-defense, was that what the framers intended? Did they intend for states to decide arbitrarily that guns were bad and you shouldn't bring them here?
Well, Bill, Roger,
if I may just interject briefly, what I think, Bill, is instead of hitting this subject with a lot of questions that make sense,
right,
are premature in my opinion, because this is the way I see the subject of national concealed carry reciprocity. It's similar to almost any other subject. We could look at it as a very complicated subject and make it so, or we could actually try and simplify it. In answer to your question, our opinion, obviously, is going to be that the right of self-defense is an inalienable natural right that exists without any constitution, without being codified by any amendment like the Second Amendment.
Right.
But the issue of states' rights is an issue to be dealt with. And that's why what I would like to see is all of your listeners, all of our readers, everyone in the United States that owns a gun or doesn't own a gun, to get involved in this issue, especially now that we have a president-elect that is going to be moving very quickly on important issues that face all Americans. And all Americans do want to be safe. It's the ideology that they practice. Some, like us, want to take the means to provide that safety in our own hands. And some would rather have it done by the police or another source, private bodyguards. What I'm suggesting is this. Everyone that listens to your show, and they should be listening on a daily basis, should respond and let you know how they personally feel. They should send you an email or however they contact you by phone and say, yes, you know what, I'm interested in carrying my handgun. I carry a gun, and I want to be able to carry it in all states. How do I do that? If they have more information or more questions, they should then also make it a daily habit of tuning into the Arbalest Quarrel. It's a website. It's free. All you have to do is subscribe. It takes about 10 seconds, and you will get every day the articles that we write on the subject, and you can comment on those articles as well as on your program, and we will then be able to compile that information and respond accordingly. Just the way Roger will be doing an in-depth analysis of the four original bills in Congress right now that have been proposed and have been sitting there waiting to have something done. There are three bills in the House and one in the Senate. And just recently, Congressman Richard Hudson, who's on Donald Trump's Second Amendment Coalition and Advisory, has just introduced his own bill. So we are now going to be getting a lot of bills written, and we need to look at these bills to make sure that they're written properly so that what we do want gets done and simplified. It's, in my opinion, it's real simple. But, of course, there's going to be a fight because there are people that want to make it difficult. So, again, anyone listening to Lock and Load, keep on listening. And let Bill know how you think, how you feel. Because if you want this to happen, you have to take an active part. We're going to do what we can, but there's just three of us with Obelisk Quarrel. And the NRA is going to do their thing, and they're mighty and mean, and they know how to do it. And Bill with Lock and Load is going to do his job. But we still need more. And we, just the way we rallied around Donald Trump, and we got him elected. Now we need to push this agenda to where it happens. It's real simple to me, Bill. You live in a state, and you have a license to carry. You should be able to carry in every state, period. Why is it so complicated? The American people can make it happen. It's about numbers. We need to let our elected officials know if they want to get elected again, they better do what we want them to do. And what do we want them to do? We want them to create some kind of legislation, I don't care what you call it, that allows me, you, Roger, all of your listeners that are law-abiding citizens and want to carry a gun for self-defense to be able to do it the same way their driver's license allows them to drive in every state.
National recognition. That's really what it's about, right? Just the recognizing the fact that we've been vetted and everything else. I know you guys do both of you guys need to take off, or have you got time for one more segment, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, I can stay on, Bill. And I'd like to respond to your question.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. Now, I want to add another question to that for you to consider through the break, okay? Because one of the things of the Hudson bill, which is being put forward right now and has been filed in the House, is what they're doing is they're setting things up to where, like in New York, which doesn't have, is not considered a shall issue state, in order for the people of New York that wanted to carry would have to go and get a Utah non-resident license or a New Hampshire non-resident license that would be, or whoever would issue a non-resident license. I think Florida has one as well, in order to carry in New York, which to me seems sort of silly. I mean, I know up in the Northeast that for you guys, whenever you're, or for Stephen and the people that Stephen has worked for, that they literally have to carry a deck of cards. But we'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out. It's a one-stop shop, tacticalholsters.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli, talking about national recognition, reciprocity, whatever you want to call it, what we need to have. We've got a couple of bills on the deck that are going to start weaving their way through, anticipating the 20th when the president-elect becomes the president. But it's a minefield, and it shouldn't be this difficult, should it?
Bill, during the break, I did take a look at the Hudson, bill.
Yes, sir.
And, let me just, discuss it a little bit. It's
sure.
Similar to the others, I'll mention strong point and the weak points. The strong point of this bill is that there's no requirement. In fact, it specifically is quiet about the idea of a person being required to have a nationally issued ID card along with a state-issued concealed handgun carry license. According to this bill, a person does need a validly issued license, concealed carry, handgun carry license, and a photo ID. Often the concealed carry license, perhaps all of them, do require a photo ID anyway, or are part of that. But clearly a driver's license would be sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that is a little bit of concern, and it addresses one of the points you made, it has to do with the residence of an individual going from one state to another to obtain a carry license if his particular state does not recognize, will not easily issue a concealed carry license. And this bill talks about the residence of a person. In other words, a person who happens to live in Hawaii, where it's essentially impossible to obtain a concealed carry license or any other handgun or firearms license for that matter, cannot attempt to obtain one, let's say, from Texas. In order to avoid the problem of Hawaii and thereby being allowed ultimately to go to other states. No, they look only to the state of one's residence. So if a person lives in Hawaii, he can't go outside that state, obtain a concealed carry license, and use that as a basis upon which to exercise what this bill would recognize if it was enacted. The other thing has to do, and I did touch on it, with the idea, and you had asked about it, about a person being arrested by a police officer in another state. And unfortunately, this bill, like the other one that talked about it, simply said that a person who is carrying a validly issued handgun carry license from one state may not be arrested by an official of the law of another state. The word may instead of the word shall is the one that gives me pause. If the legislation said shall not arrest, what that would mean is that any police officer who did arrest a person who was carrying a validly issued license from another state would be depriving that person of his constitutional rights and could conceivably hit the state for substantial damages in that regard. But this actually protects the officers. So it's not as strong as it could be. And that gives me pause. And finally, the statute says, this particular statute says nothing about those states. And going back to the Hawaii example of a state that do not recognize the carrying of concealed carry permits. In those states, this law, if enacted, would not have any effect. So if I have a validly issued concealed carry license from Texas and I'm going to Hawaii or, I don't know, let's say Illinois, chances are I'm going to be in a world of hurt. If I am stopped by an officer, I mention the fact that I have a valid license to carry a gun, and he arrests me anyway. So, as I said, there's going to be a lot of issues, but the important thing is to get some legislation enacted, and then we deal with it. We battle it out in the courts. Going back very briefly to a point you had mentioned about.
We've got 2 minutes. I want to ask you a question about this in a little bit, and then if you want to stay through the next segment, of course, that's perfectly available to you. Is this what you're describing? Is this a good starting point? Is this okay to begin with here, that this bill, Hudson's bill?
Well, any starting point is a good starting point if you don't have anything like it in the past. And the only thing we do have are those few states that do recognize, do have reciprocity with others. This would be the first piece of legislation, federal legislation, that would have been absolutely inconceivable in the time of Bill Clinton's administration or Barack Obama's, and perhaps even less so under that of Hillary Clinton, if she were president, God forbid. But it's a starting point, and that's the important thing. And from that standpoint, almost any piece of legislation that talks about reciprocity on a national a standpoint enacted by the Congress of the United States is a positive thing.
Well, let's do this, and let me promote your website for you in this remaining minute, and then we'll move on in the next segment and finish this one out. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find their stuff at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find it at Ammoland.com. You can find them here on a fairly regular basis. Now that the holidays are over and everything, these guys are sort of globetrotters. They like to go here, hither, thither, and yon. But I think right now, for the most part, you guys are sort of stationary. But this, the analysis they do at ArbalestQuarrel.com is very in-depth. And it's like an ammunition depot, if you will, an ammunition dump of information. There you can find some of that stuff. And you know what? If you have some sort of a question about that, you can email me and I will be happy to send it to them, or contact them directly at arbalestquarrel.com. I have hitched my wagon to them because of that deep analytical nature they bring to the table that nobody else is really doing to that degree. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com, quality is the difference.
Quality and a warranty that is the class of the entire industry. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. Pulling things apart as we go along and everything. In closing, is the Hudson bill going to be one of those things that we need to get that shoved out there and refine it after it's out there, or what's it going to be? What do you think? If that's the one. I mean, is there anything else out there that is pending that I don't know about, that you guys know about?
Well, again, Bill, the first three or four that were drafted and submitted to committee back in last May, those are still in abeyance. And my guess is that since all of these are pretty similar, one will probably be subsumed into the other, and we'll just have the one. My guess is that the Hudson bill, since it is the best one out there, it certainly isn't a perfect one and is far from it. But it's the best one that we have. And if we can get that enacted as is, that will go a long way, I think, to ultimately do what we needed to do to have the Second Amendment mean what it was meant to mean when the founders drafted and ratified it. So we'll just have to wait and see. But
who's putting the one forward in the Senate? Is it Cornyn again, or has somebody else picked this one up?
I'm not sure. I know that most of the Republicans did add their names to it. So it's almost you begin to wonder how it is that these bills happen to have one name rather than another. It's almost as if they get together and they say, all right, I sponsored this bill. Why don't you sponsor the other one. And at least that would show that there's an agreement among all the Republicans.
Right.
And I don't think we have to be too concerned about who really is the sponsor, as long as the Republicans do back it in force. And if they do that, and with majorities in the House and the Senate, and hopefully we don't have to worry about a supermajority, we can get this thing enacted.
Well, you know,
Roger and Bill, let us not forget that before Trump was actually elected, you had a lot of centrist Republicans that weren't really true to their cause. And we need to keep an eye on these guys. They call themselves Republicans, but they're really not. Just like the Democrats that are really not. And you know what? And it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. It matters what you are as a person and where you stand. When you take that oath of office, when you get elected, that you uphold the Constitution. And it's up to, and again, I keep on going back to this very simple concept. Your listeners, our readers, the American people, don't take for granted what we have. Because, as the old saying goes, Roger, how does it go? You don't know what you have until you've lost it.
Right.
Okay, guys, so you know what? I don't care who it is. I mean, we have Senator McCain right now bashing, you know, Trump on the idea of Russia. I mean, I don't know, was he looking to create war with Russia? Let Trump figure this out. Let's look at what's going on in the nation. Let's get the facts out there. But what we're interested in right now is this national carry. And again, I go back to what I said originally. You can make it a complex matter and throw a lot of crap in there, or you could take the funnel, and as any good chef knows, it has a big opening on the top, but a very narrow ending at the bottom, and make it simple. We know what we want. Let's tell our elected officials, this is what we want. Get it done. Get it done.
One thing I was going to point out was back in April of 2013 when the Senate was held by the Democrats, and Cornyn's bill for national reciprocity got the most votes that day of any bill that was out there. And I think he got 57 votes with the Democrats holding the Senate. Now, I found that to be interesting, and I find it to be interesting going forward what might happen, because I'm pretty sure there's some Democrats in the Senate that see the writing on the wall. Most of those guys want to be senators, right? I mean, they're gonna do whatever it takes to remain a senator, aren't they?
They'll sell their souls to get elected.
Yes, they will.
Well, let's persuade them to go our way and realize that we're the right thinking here. Not the right in the right sense of politically the right, but the correct way of thinking, the right way of thinking. And it's a bottom line situation. The police are doing a great job, but there aren't enough of them to protect everyone when you need them. And with the doctrine of sovereign immunity, the police are indemnified where they don't. They are not held accountable. You can't sue the police, and you can't count on them to protect you all the time because there's simply not enough of police to be there. Otherwise, they'd be private bodyguards. So a woman who needs protection coming home from work at night alone, needs to rely on who? The police after the fact or her Smith & Wesson? I'm not promoting Smith & Wesson. As prefer, you know, any good manufacturer of a gun. So whatever she chooses to carry, but she should be able to, and he should be able to, we should be able to carry our handguns on us, loaded, concealed, everywhere in the United States if we are United States citizens. And we will then be also an ally to the police and to help the police because we are the same. We are law-abiding citizens. All we want to do is protect ourselves. And that's the bottom line. And everyone, all these politicians that are against guns need to come to that realization. Or you know what? If enough of us stick together, and there it goes again, where I say, rally to the cause, look at the sites, go on Lock and Load, comment, get active, do something. Don't just sit back and go home now, okay, you park your car and open up your six pack and watch TV. No, be active, do something. We're going to make this happen now. This is the time. This is the time to get this thing done. And you will be able to protect yourself, and you will be able to carry nationally. I believe it.
Yeah. One thing, I just so you know, Stephen, Vegan Marty is in the chat room tonight saying, amen, Stephen. You know who I'm talking about, the restaurateur that you've talked to that I've hooked you up with or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's ongoing. That'll be a story for another day.
Yeah.
But
Do we have 30 seconds or no?
We have.
All right. You know what, guys?
50.
We lost a very good friend over the Christmas holiday. Professor Brian Patrick. He passed away after Christmas. And we are going to do an epitaph and a memorial in his honor. Hamiland has already posted a beautiful epitaph after I spoke with Freddie this morning, and I welcome everyone to go on Hamiland and take a look. Brian Patrick was a good friend, and he was a professor at the University of Toledo.
And
we worked with him.
Run out of time. We'll do it again next week with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Hour number three is coming up. Thanks for joining me, guys. This is Lock and
Thanks
Load.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Anytime.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.